Welcome to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on WPTF News Talk Traffic. Good afternoon to you. I am Jason Kong here with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann, head of Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. We've got a wonderful show lined up today, and we're going to be talking about periodontal disease. And, you know, this is the silent killer that lives in our mouths. And, you know, for those people who do not visit the dentist on a regular basis, they are at increased risk for this disease. So tell us about this bacteria and how it's so destructive.
Well, it's kind of like the pollen in the air. You know, you don't see it until it lands on your car or on your porch or whatever. It's floating in the air. And it basically causes you to have allergies. Well, you know, that bacteria is living under your gum line. And if you're not visiting the dentist to get that bacteria under control, then you're at an increased risk for a lot of comorbidities. That bacteria that lives under your gum line quickly can overrun your immune system, and your immune system can't attack it like it does other bacteria. And the reason for that is it uses tartar and it uses your gum line to protect itself. And basically, it's I kind of like to tell people it's kind of like a beehive. If you go in and try to raid the beehive for honey, there's always the fighter bees that are come out and they're going to sting you. Well, these bacteria have that same type of beehive set up under your gum line. When your immune system tries to come in to kill it, it sends out its beehives to kill the white blood cells and what other types of immune cells that are trying to go up there. And it almost puts like a sphere around itself. And you really, your body can't fight it all. So it continues to spread and it sends out more and more of these little communities that constantly working together to break down the tissue around the gum line. And as that tissue gets more and more broken down, periodontal disease gets worse, the bacteria increases and it gets in your bloodstream. And that blood, once it's in your bloodstream, it goes to a lot of different places. Of course, we've known for a while that it settles in to the inner lining vessels of your heart, whether it's your arteries or your veins. It kind of gets in between where the cells come together. And you can think of it, you have, you know, millions of cells that line your veins and your arteries. But as those cells come together, it likes to get right in between them. And your body knows that it's bad. And so what it does is it sends a soapy-like substance to try to smother it. And the next time you as an individual eat something that has fat in it, that fat is broken down into lipids. And those lipids get into your blood, and as those lipids come around through your veins and your heart, you get something called plaque buildup. And that's the first step in arterial breakdown, or what we call clogging of the arteries in the heart, which can lead to, as we know, heart attacks, what we call MIs. So that is the first thing. And we've known that for a long time. Anybody who wants to investigate a little bit more can go to the American Heart Association website and see how heart disease starts. And that's one of the major culprits. The other thing that we know for a long time is this increased the outcome of diabetes. So if you're diabetic and you have periodontal disease, it's very hard to keep your insulin under control, whether it's diabetes type 1 or type 2. We've also known that diabetes type 2 can be created by periodontal disease. So that is means that it's attacking the pancreas. So that's another organ that it's attacking. We also know that it crosses the placenta and can affect the birth weight in babies. And that study was done in UNC almost 30 years ago, where it showed that these bacteria that are under the gum line can affect the birth weight in those mothers who have periodontal disease. And just recently, we have discovered that in the past 2 years, there's a study that's been ongoing with Alzheimer's, and they have directly linked one of the bacteria, which is called Porphyromonas gingivalis, to the increase of Alzheimer's disease. And what this Porphyromonas gingivalis does is it creates a toxin, and that toxin gets in your bloodstream and crosses the blood-brain barrier, and it gets into your brain And that's what causes the beta amyloid, or that protein buildup between the cells that causes the issues that we see with Alzheimer's. So there's a lot of these things going on. So it's interesting that it causes all these diseases, but the thing that's the most scary is, what is it causing that we don't know is going on yet? If it's causing all these problems, I'm sure it's breaking down other aspects of our body that we're not familiar with, increased risk for cancer, some of the other things that we're that our society is seeing that's creating death. So if it's causing these things, we really have to have a great concern, and especially when 50% of the population has some form of periodontal disease.
It's something that we really need to stay on top of, and it's hard for us as individuals, as you said earlier, Dr. Mann, that we can't see it. You know, this is why it's so important to have your regular checkup with your dentist. If you need to schedule an appointment, maybe this is something that you've been putting off, you haven't had a cleaning or an exam in a while, schedule an appointment to see Dr. Mann. It's really easy to do. You can go to smileman.com. That's Dr. Mann's website. And hey, don't forget, man has two N's at the end. Smileman.com. From there, you can easily book an appointment. You can find information about the wide array of services that Dr. Mann and his team provide. You can also find information about his three office locations. There's one in Cary, there's one in Garner, and there's one in Fuquay-Varina. Go online to smileman.com. Or if you want to call the office, that phone number is 919-462-9338. 919-462-9338 if you want to call the office to schedule an appointment. We are taking a quick break. We got a lot more to discuss about periodontal disease, including warning signs and other diagnostic tools at Dr. Mann's disposal. We will get to that right after this. You're listening to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on WPTF News Talk Traffic. You're listening to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on WPTF News Talk Traffic. Jason Kong here with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann, head of Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. Today we're talking all about periodontal disease, bacteria in our mouths that can wreak a lot of havoc. And Dr. Mann, before the break, you were discussing a lot about the potential outcomes of periodontal disease, including the potential for heart disease and other systemic problems like diabetes. But, you know, that's really scary stuff. And that all doesn't even include the havoc that periodontal disease can wreak with in our mouth and with our teeth. So can you get into that? What is at risk with our teeth with periodontal disease?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, those bacteria get around and live around our teeth between the gum and the tooth. And when tartar builds up on our teeth and we don't get it removed, that's even another little house that it can use to keep our immune systems from fighting it and trying to get rid of it. But really what its goal is to live, use our bodies to prosper and to keep our immune system from actually killing it. So one of the things that we see in defense of that is our body knows that bacteria is using our tooth. So one of the defenses it uses, instead of attacking that bacteria directly because it knows it can't, the body will start eating the bone away around the tooth to try to get rid of the teeth. The number one cause of tooth loss in America is periodontal disease. And the reason for that is, A, the bacteria is destroying that tissue and those ligaments that keep the tooth in place. But then our body is also destroying the bone, trying to get rid of the tooth, because it knows, hey, once the teeth are gone, the chances that the periodontal disease is going to go away is pretty high. And that's what we see. So that is really the main thing that we see with periodontal disease, is that you're getting bone destroyed. And eventually, if you don't get it treated, other than the systemic things that we see, you will lose your teeth. Like I said, it's the number one cause of tooth loss in America. And, you know, some people call it long in the tooth. You've heard that before. And the reason people call it long in the tooth is because as that bone is deteriorating, our gum line follows it and it exposes more of our tooth. So we have to, see when we see that long in the tooth, and that's usually a sign that someone has periodontal disease. And you know, the only way to treat it is to see a dentist.
Let's get into that, Dr. Mann. So let's say we are looking a little bit long in the tooth and we haven't been to the dentist in a while and we go to see you. How do you diagnose this? What does that process look like?
Yeah, so I always tell patients, if you go in for your cleanings, your dentist should be checking the measurements of your pockets around your teeth at every visit. We do that for all of our patients. And the reason for that is a healthy mouth has measurements of 2 and 3 millimeters. And that's the pocket between your tooth and your gum. If you keep that 2s and 3s, then your gums are healthy. When you start getting the 4s, the 5s, the 6s, and even, you know, we've seen them as deep as, you know, 12, 13, 14 millimeters, that is periodontal disease and it needs to be treated. You know, we see people that come in and you probably heard of gingivitis, which means, you know, that's the first stage of periodontal disease. And that's when your gums are really bleeding. And we see a lot of 4 millimeter pockets. But that is the key, is that measurement. If that measurement is showing us, then that means your gum is not attached to the tooth, and it's, the deeper the pocket, the harder it is for the patient to clean, the greater the chance that the periodontal disease is going to get worse unless we reverse it. So we show all the patients their numbers. Of course, they can listen as we call those numbers out when we're measuring the pockets to record them. And the patient gets to be a part of that. But if they hear anything over a 3, then that's a sign that there's some form of periodontal pathogen in their mouth that's starting to create a problem.
I don't know how to describe the patient experience. It's like the reverse of the lottery, Dr. Mann. When you're hearing those numbers called out, you're like, you know, please no 4, please no 5.
Yes.
1, 2, or 3.
That's
one,
right.
Two,
like,
or three.
Please. 2s and 3s, 2s and 3s. And, you know, I always tell people, you know, not everybody's going to have all 2s and 3s. You know, if you have 1, 4 here and there, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just maybe, you know, you missed your technique in brushing or flossing. But if we see a lot of 4s or we're getting into the 5s and 6s, that's when we really start showing concern, because you have to really stay on top of periodontal disease. You know, and that's why we encourage people, you know, you got to visit the dentist every 6 months. We've seen a lot post-COVID of people that put off going to the dentist in fear of COVID, that are returning 2 years after. And I would say about 80% of them have periodontal disease that need to be treated. So, you know, that is a telling sign right there that if you don't come in, then periodontal pathogens will take over and create some havoc in the mouth.
Yeah. And one thing that I really love about your office, Dr. Mann, and your staff there is that they're so kind and they're patient. And, you know, I had a couple, you know, 4s and 5s come up for me, and, you know, they took the time to show me, hey, you know, you might want to try and angle your water pick like this. And, you know, you've got the tools there to show and describe. And that was really helpful for me as a patient to see, oh, okay, well, I've been, you know, just because I have the water pick, it doesn't mean I'm using it correctly. So your staff goes the extra mile, and I really appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate it. Our goal is for everybody's mouth to be as healthy as possible. And, you know, we only see you for a short period of time. So home health care is the game changer for how your mouth stays healthy. And we try to show patients how to do a better job of what we see. And, you know, it's usually quite effective. You know, we can have, like yourself, that may have 1 or 2 pockets it needs working on. We can nip it in the bud before we have full-blown periodontal disease, which can be expensive to treat.
Yeah, and I want to get into that treatment, but we do have to take a break. If you want to schedule an appointment to see Dr. Mann, maybe you're one of those who's put off seeing your dentist during COVID, now's a wonderful time to book an appointment. You can go online to smileman.com. Smileman.com is Dr. Mann's website. Mann has 2 N's at the end. You can book an appointment. You can also find the nearest office location to you. Dr. Mann has 3 offices, 1 in Cary, 1 in Fuquay Varina, and 1 in Garner. Go online to smileman.com to learn more, or you can call the office 919-462-9338. 919-462-9338. 1-800-273-8. A quick break and back with more on periodontal disease. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on WPTF News Talk Traffic. Welcome back to Teeth Talk. You are listening to WPTF News Talk Traffic. Jason Kong here with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann, and we're talking all about periodontal disease. You can learn more about Dr. Mann by going to smileman.com. Mann with two N's at the end, smileman.com. And Dr. Mann, we talked about diagnosing periodontal disease. I want to get into treatment, and I know that you take a different and I would say more effective approach when it comes to treating periodontal disease. So let's talk about that. Tell us about your treatment protocols in your office.
Well, the first thing we do is have to, from those measurements and the amount of tartar and bone loss that we see on the x-rays, we have to categorize our patients into mild, moderate, advanced, and then severe. So there's four categories. And that just determines, again, when we do those measurements, if you have a lot of measurements, a lot of bleeding, if you have a lot of tartar that has built up under your gum line, and again, how much bone loss you've had. But that the approach that we take is for everyone, we have to figure out what type of bacteria that is causing these problems. And there's four or five high-risk bacteria, and there's about five moderate risk bacteria, and there's about five low risk bacteria. And these all can work in combination together to cause that destruction that we talked about with the gum line, with the bone around the tooth. And then also each one of them has their own systemic pathways that they take to create those comorbidities that we talked about earlier in the show. So our goal is to identify those, because that is key. This, as we talked about earlier, if we know you have Porphyromonas gingivalis, then we can tell you, hey, you also, from those toxins, can have an increased risk for Alzheimer's disease. And these are high-risk pathogens that we can point out to the patients. And what we do is we use not, you know, in the past, when I was in dental school, we used purely an approach in the mouth only. So we would do something called scaling and root planing, which is an awful name because it sounds like you're going to die after we do it. Scaling and root planing, no one wants that done on their teeth. We find out what bacteria is causing the problem, and then we take a twofold approach. We go in and we remove the tartar that has built up under the gum line off of the root surface with our ultrasonic cleaners. And the ultrasonic cleaners are great because it allows us to use water spray while we're getting that tartar off. And in that water spray, we use antimicrobials to kill the bacteria that's in the mouth. It also is removing and breaking up those colonies of bacteria that I talked about that wouldn't allow your immune system to come in and take over. So it's breaking those up. So it's kind of like taking an axe and chopping that beehive, and all the bees have to go somewhere else because they no longer have a place. That's what that ultrasonic's doing. And it's creating havoc for those so that our immune system can come in and then take over. The other approach that we use is a systemic approach. What we call a saliva test that we take, and it's something called an oral DNA is the company. And they let us know what bacteria they found, and also what systemic antibiotic we need to put the patient on, because those bacteria are in your bloodstream, and you have to attack them in your bloodstream, or else they'll just come right back and set up havoc again. So we use a twofold approach, and you know, I think that is where perio has been heading for the last few years, is not just use a local approach in the mouth, but try to defeat it both ways. We also use the tools. We give the patients the tools to be good home health care, oral care. Because, you know, if you don't have good oral home health care by brushing your teeth effectively, flossing. And of course, we give everybody a water pick. Then what we do in our office in that short period of time will not be as successful. So we spend a lot of time with the patient, showing them how to use their water pick. We also give them antimicrobials to use for the first 2 to 3 weeks after treatments. And we also see the patient again very quickly after that initial treatment, because we realize this bacteria that we're dealing with recolonizes in those areas very quickly. So we tend to go back through and do something called an irrigation appointment, where we use that ultrasonic tip with the antimicrobial to get down in that pockets again, so that those bacteria don't recolonize. And we have great success with that. For those patients who have severe periodontal disease, like deep pockets, 9 and 10 millimeters, we actually move to something called a BioLase laser treatment. And we found that those that have the severe periodontal disease, they actually can re-establish some of that vertical bone loss that we see around the teeth when we use the laser. And it's very effective for those that have avoided coming to the dentist for a long period of time and have gotten themselves in trouble with severe perio. So those are the steps that we take. But we kind of take it in a different approach than other offices, because we realize, hey, this is kind of like type 1 diabetes. You're going to have it the rest of your life. Once you have it, is the matter is controlling it and keeping it from causing any problems. And if you have been diagnosed with periodontal disease and you skip going to the dentist for a year or two after treatment, and you're going to have it again. So anybody out there that has had periodontal disease in the past, you have to stay on top of it.
That's good advice. And Dr. Mann, we're getting short on time here, but I did want to ask about the pocketbook question. How does dental insurance help cover treatment for periodontal disease?
Well, periodontal disease treatment is on the expensive side compared to a regular cleaning. But the good thing is, if you do have dental insurance, they are very good about helping cover the cost of some of the treatment. It's considered a major treatment, so a lot of dental insurance companies will cover up to 50% of the cost of periodontal treatment. So that is a large amount of money that they're helping cover. For someone who, you know, I say this all the time, I've seen a lot of people that's had dental insurance for 6-8 years and they haven't come in and got their teeth cleaned, and then they have to go through with the expensive treatment of periodontal disease. But the good news is they do help offset about 50% of the cost.
Yeah, that's good to know. And hey, the best way to help combat this and to prevent it is to make sure that you're maximizing your insurance and going in and getting those regular visits and checkups that are covered. I do want to remind everyone, if you want to schedule an appointment to see Dr. Mann, you can go to smileman.com. That's Dr. Mann's website. Mann has two N's at the end, smileman.com. You can book an appointment as you're trying to go through that process. It'll ask you which location is best for you. Dr. Mann has three locations, one in Cary, one in Fuquay Varina, and one in Garner. Go online to smileman.com, or you can call the office, 919-462-9338. 919-462-9338 to call and schedule an appointment. Dr. Mann, what are we going to be talking about next week?
Well, spring is in the air, right? So we're coming out of our shells. We want a beautiful smile. So we're going to talk about teeth whitening, and we're going to talk about little things that you can do to make your smile better.
Excellent. We hope that you will join us next Sunday for that episode. Don't forget, go to smileman.com to learn more about Dr. Mann. We are out of time for today. We hope you will join us again next weekend. This has been Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on WPTF News Talk Traffic. Have a wonderful day.